we are again, another BBS radio program. And today is Wednesday, middle of the week, and let's clear away energy that you may have. Never know what's happening. So if you feel perfectly fine, then think of something that happened in your past, and we'll clear that. So think of an emotional situation, and here we go, releasing the energies from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And do that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and let's do another one here. So let's do one for maybe fear. Maybe you have some fear going on. So we release that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring up the light beam. So there's three of them. And I'll do the male one first. There's three male energies coming your way. So here they come into one of the light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll do the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, five. And last but not least, the female energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. So you out there, Ann?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There is much more information on there about Ron and about Creation Lightship. There are free healings, there are recordings, and you could spend weeks, months on that website, and I suggest you do because it's really terrific. And we have a great show planned for you tonight. And Ron, I think it was the last show or fairly recent show that you said, let's put a lot of energy into this show and in 1 hour get 3 hours worth of healing and energy from it. And I really loved that. And another time you mentioned, wow, sometimes our shows get so good in the last 10 or 15 minutes. So I would like to request that for all of us that you kind of pull us in, make sure everybody's on the now timeline and that they have mental clarity so that everyone listening can get as much as possible from the show. Can we do that?
Yeah, so first do your finger exercise. See where your index finger is pointing or located in front of you anyway. It should be pointed up, but just to the right off center, then you're in the future, and left off center, you're in the past. And the date today is January 14th, 2015. In case you're listening to an archive. So, here we go. Let's get you into the now. So, I'll count to five to do that. And then also, after that, check your finger exercise. So, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man, people are way in the past, a couple weeks or so. So, again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, I'll release some fear energy. So, that's where your past normally resides, is in fear. So as you bring that fear timeline into today's timeline of fear that you recreate over again, so releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. So a good example of the fear one is if you have pain. So maybe you know, you're pain-free for 6 months, and all of a sudden you did something which is kind of repetitive for you, but you don't know about that. And the pain comes back. Maybe you twisted your ankle or something, you know, and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, man, I twisted my ankle 6 months ago and it took me 3 weeks to heal it, and oh, no, and I got to go off someplace in a week. And now you're putting all that energy into your ankle, and it's going to have a much harder time healing. So do timeline crashes on it. So that's what happens. The past brings us into the fear of a situation that you're now experiencing, and then it starts to get recycled. You don't want to have that, so let's get rid of the fear. So releasing more fear. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And how about some mental clarity? Maybe a sample of the mental body clearing? Do you think we need that, too?
Yeah, let me see if I can do something. We'll put you in the moment with your thoughts, maybe that you were bringing into this program. So maybe the last hour, we'll see if we can release those energies from you. So here we go. Last hour being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should put you more into the now. And you should feel your body probably relaxing more. It feels like some people are having their necks are relaxing more than what was going on before I did this one little clearing here. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I didn't even feel tense, but I really felt my body relax when you did that. So thank you so much. That was terrific. And we talked about making our topic for tonight peace and how important it is to be at peace and peaceful. And I think most of our listeners and people who have listened before and doing healings, they know that the key to life and to heal and to feel better is to be at peace. But it's sometimes hard and difficult for people to either understand what that means or to get there or to stay there. And so we thought we'd explore. I have some emails on that subject, and I was wondering, you know, if you want to, I don't know, it's kind of a broad subject in a way, Ron, but if you could give your ideas and definition of peace, that'd be great.
Well, peace is when you're in the now, and when you're in the now, you don't have any thoughts, because thoughts don't exist to source energy. So you're not necessarily planning something out, although you can be in source energy and know what you want to manifest in the present moment. So it's really hard to describe how to do that. It's, on one hand, it's very simple. You just do it. On the other hand, people get mental and they try to figure it out, and you could probably be there all year figuring it. Just know that you're in peace when you're doing something, being creative, which is why your spirit's here. It's just here to, you know, express creativity with you and through you. And that's basically it. It's along for the ride. And to put its energy, source energy, into the creation that you're creating. And other than that, that's the reason why your spirit is here. Unless it got trapped here from an alien abduction or something, got forced here, or got shot down or whatever. Other than that, the spirits came here most likely with free will, free choice, and then they got trapped here by the darkness. And then the ego trapped the spirit. That's what basically happened, is your ego, your mind, whatever you want to call that, in a sense, wanted to judge the light because everything was perfect, and being perfect wasn't good enough because you wanted to have a sensation of feeling happy and gay and wonderful and have all the excitement, and that's duality. So that entrapped you. Then they came along and put you into timelines and got your energy. So peace is just peace. That's where you're completely calm and nothing is bothering you. So that's where you want to be your whole life. And then you can observe everyone else, including what you're choosing to manifest instantly, just being in peace. Hopefully I covered that subject okay. I don't know, but that's what peace is. It's hard to talk about peace because people start thinking that peace is love, and love is this wonderful energy. It's all-encompassing. Yeah, it will. It can smother you. And it can also, the opposite of that can harm you. Remember, that's the duality energy. So just ask anybody who's had an awful divorce, you know, what they think of love, you know. Anyway, I won't get into that too much. Hopefully nobody out there has had that experience to where it seemed painful in the separation. But I think most people go through that in their first, say, breakup relationship. So that's your first experience of being in love and losing love. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I wanted to ask you about the attraction that we sometimes have here on this planet to, when we're in our mind, we're almost attracted to, and you brought up love, meaning, you know, not a neutral love, not a, you know, passionate maybe or whatever, wanting to connect to people or get something from people. So I wanted to talk about what takes people out of peace now, but you went even deeper into the past that we actually, or humans at one point, sort of chose mental energy and all of these distractions over the peace that we already had. And that's part of what got us trapped here and connected to aliens. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's just maybe the peace was too much for people. And they have to be enticed some way into something else. And or maybe just the aliens came and said, you know, you guys are in peace. We want to make you a slave, and we're going to give you duality to enslave you. And you're going to go for it because you like what we're giving you. And then from there you got enslaved into the DNA alien programs that gets downloaded to everybody, you know, every day, in fact, running different timelines. Remember, when you're on a timeline, there's other people on it, maybe millions of people along with you, and they're stealing your energy. So that's the whole thing, is where are you? And you want to be peaceful. You want to be in the now. And everybody who does the mind of heart drop, you all realize that, yeah, that's where I want to live. It's, you know, sometimes hard to live there, but when you do get back into peace, then your whole body calms down and you feel wonderful. So your body really likes that. And it's not love that you're feeling. You're just feeling peace, being disattached from all the surroundings, bringing you into duality. Well, back to you, Anne.
Would you say it's sometimes some kind of excitement and drama that people want, Ron? Like they look for, you know, today they look for a distraction into something to feel more involved in life and more engaged, because they think peace maybe is dull or uninteresting, or I don't know, they're having less fun.
Yeah, that could be possible, and I'm sure most of the people out there, after they've done their whole lifetime emotional clearing, one person mentioned to me, and I brought this up on other shows too, they called me and said, Ron, I feel very strange. And they go, but it's in a good way, because I now realize that I have to plan my life. Before, everybody was running it for me. That's kind of, you know, paraphrasing what she was talking about, being a doormat to other people. And she goes, but boy, it's really hard, because I'm used to doing stuff for my whole life. I think she was probably I'm guessing about 50 at that time, maybe even a little bit younger, 45, 50. And so that's what she was doing, is pleasing, being a people pleaser. And all of a sudden the energy left her. And she like felt, geez, what do I do next here? You know, it's very strange, because now I have to re-choose how I want to engage with life and other people. So once you realize that, yeah, you're no longer, you know, being played, you know, like a yo-yo up and down, now you can choose what you want to do next. And a lot of those timelines that you're used to running on or going on, when those keywords came about and you hopped onto that keyword timeline, whatever it would be, that theme of your past life, or many, many things, all of a sudden those are kind of gone, because the energy is no longer there for you to, you know, have that ride ticket. The ride ticket is no longer with you. And now you have to recreate your life, in a sense, refocus. And, you know, you're like, you know, that's what I say, you're reborn again of the spirit. And that's the bottom line. That's what's happened to you. And that only takes 15, 20 minutes to do. And then you are connected to yourself. And now you're able to choose. So back to you.
Now, when you say 15 or 20 minutes, are you talking about the Be Here Now clearing? Actually, on your website?
Yeah. That's the whole lifetime emotional clearing.
Oh, right. Yes, that is amazing. That is such an amazing clearing. And there's also the Be Here Now. And you've also said it only takes 10 or 15 seconds to get back in our heart centers.
Yeah, so if you notice, everything is pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Not to do a lot of stuff, you know. So there's, you know, the source energy works instantly. So, and it's all direct. It's from point A to point B. You know, the shortest route is what you're dealing with here to have this stuff work for you. Anything that takes longer, you know, or some other type of modality, is just, you know, connecting you more to aliens because they have more time to deal with you as they're giving you more programs to do and to work out through your spiritual practice of trying to be in the now. So, remember, they're hooking you up. And then they'll give you a warm, fuzzy feeling. Oh, man, this feels great, man. I finally made it here after 3 hours of meditation. I'm finally here, and it feels wonderful. It's nice and warm, and it's soothing, and I see beautiful rainbows and angels, and oh, man, this is wonderful. Well, you're not there. You're in the land of the darkness, the, you know, the dark side energies. You know, that's the fake light, the light of the darkness. So, back to you.
Yeah, and it'd be nicer if that felt awful, wouldn't it, Ron? But it doesn't. It feels good, and people feel so bad on this planet that they feel different and a little better, so they think they're connected to true light and source energy, but they're not. They're being tricked.
The source energy will never give you an instantaneous gratification. It doesn't exist. Okay, so if you're looking for something, an aha, or this thing worked or whatever, no, you're not going to get that. Because there's no dialogue, there's no energies that are going to come forth to make you feel good about something. It just is, and it has no remembrance, no real records of the past to bring forth, you know, to tell you, oh, man, you went a long ways, you know, you had all this pain, and the pain's gone now, and you can look at it and see how you were suffering. And it doesn't work that way. It just takes it away. And there's no memory, typically, that you're going to, more than likely, I can't say 100%, but, you know, you're not going to realize that you probably had a situation. You can look back on it, but about an hour afterwards, you know, after something happens and you're fixed, you feel better, whatever, healed, it'll probably never come back to your thoughts. Other people could bring it up, but to you, it's gone. Because there's no record of it. What's replaced in your cellular memory is peace. So that's the way it works. You want to become peaceful. And then your other stuff that you're dealing with, your baggage, will start dropping away. And so will your friends that dealt with your similar dramas that you're dealing with as you're sharing and courting each other back and forth of all this negative stuff that you've been working through, because naturally you have to have a validation that you are having an experience, and it could be good or bad. So, you know, that's why, you know, misery loves company. So that's the way it works, and that'll keep perpetuating the timelines that all of your friends and groups are on because they're dealing with those issues and never get rid of it. There's never the 13th step to the 12-step program that they talk about. We're actually healed. You just keep wallowing in your stuff. And everybody else's stuff is a course to you as you listen to somebody else's problem. Then that becomes your problem. And you go further down the rat hole. So the thing is to get back into peace. Get back to your own spirit, that source energy that's peaceful. It's all inside of you. Everybody looks outside of themselves. Not everybody. But that's where normally that journey begins. And then you get even further down the rat hole. So anyway, we'll forget about the rat hole. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I thought I'd read the email that I told you about that made us choose peace for tonight's talk. Dear Ron, my life has changed for the better in so many ways since I started doing Creation Light Ship Healings. Negative people gone from my life. Clarity about what matters and what to avoid. And most importantly, the end of the search, in quotes, for truth and spiritual connection. Someone asked me the other day, who are you doing now? Who is the latest guru? And yes, I was a New Age searcher before finding CLS, but now that question is just ridiculous to me. I am home and peaceful.
Great.
So that's funny. I totally I can't say I've been asked that exact question, but similar questions like, what are you doing now, you know, spiritually? Well, there now we know, luckily, people who are paying attention and doing the creation light feeling, there's nothing to do and nothing to learn. And so we have a really great comments on the fast chat, Ron. Someone brought up, where is it? Oh, someone said, I prefer my drama on film rather than in real life. And I think, do you want to comment on that, Ron? I think that's a great...
On film, huh?
Well, go ahead.
Does that mean... what does that mean to you?
Well, I would say two things. That one, that's a great statement, because that would say to me that person can watch whatever drama on TV or a movie and not get drawn in.
Yeah.
And they stay in peace. But then there's the flip side of that. If you're watching things that are drama, but you're getting caught emotionally or mentally into the story, that isn't good. So maybe you could explain that better, Ron.
Yeah, so that's a good way to see where you are in your reality and maybe what clearing you need next, okay? So, I've mentioned before, on previous shows, you go to the movie theater, and you've had a few of the clearings, at least your emotional one, and it's an emotional movie, and you're sitting there watching it, and you're outside of the movie, just watching it. And now people around you are crying and sniffling and maybe covering their eyes and their head and, going through body jerks and twists, and they start laughing a lot because maybe it's a difficult part of the movie. So instead of crying, they laugh. If they get scared or something, they'll laugh. And you're just watching them and watching the movie. So if you do a body jerk or you feel a situation in that movie that pushed one of your buttons, then that's probably what you want to clear next. Now, what can also happen is that movie could bring up kind of what's below the surface ready to pop out. And all of a sudden, you see something and you go, it came up. I know I was dealing with that. I could almost feel it or sense it, and that's what it is. So now you know you have to clear it. But remember, once you do the emotional clearing and maybe a few other ones, with the emotional one we'll talk about, almost all that stuff is released from you, and it's dormant in you until you awaken it. So movies could awaken something, but I would think after you did a lot of the alien free clearings that we have, that's how they're trying to get you on timelines and stuff, with those the head connector and the satellite, and there's other ones that we do. And do some timeline crashes, but that will cost you, money to do that. But we get those clearings so that, you're getting rid of a lot of this stuff. And then you go back and you see the movie, and now it's a whole different scenario because you're not seeing the emotions in the movie. Maybe there's something in the background going on that you really are interested in, Some scene that was back there for the people who are at peace to watch. Because normally more than one thing goes on in the movies. I always look for the ship clouds in the back of the movies to see what aliens are there and what they're doing and, what's going on with that aspect. So that's what I focus in first. So that's what I do. And then I kind of watch the movie too. But, that's where I am to find out what's going on so I can help people. What are the aliens doing in those movies? What's coming down the pipe or what's already here that I have to get rid of to help people? So I always, watch that. And, when you start watching the background and the skies, that's when I'm talking about the skies. And even rocks, I saw one program where they're scanning rocks someplace, they were scanning maybe a cliff, say 300 feet high, and all of a sudden you start seeing faces in the rocks. All the faces come out of the rocks. You go, what's there? So anyway, it gets to be interesting. But the whole thing is, where are you and are you at peace? And if you watch a movie and you're still jerking around and you have tendencies for something, then you have more stuff to deal with. Remember, that stuff that you're jerking around with and everything else, those emotions at some point will kill you. But just know that you're doing yourself a favor as you're going through the motions of the emotions, then you can get rid of it so you can live longer. And it's better to live longer in peace than to live a life with misery and torture and pain because you never cleaned yourself out. So, you know, the dark side wants you to suffer a lot. Back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. And I guess if we make a decision to do something like see a movie, we have to ask ourselves, are we trying to distract ourselves? You know, what's really going on and is something wrong? And then also a movie could be a gift because it could help you know what you need to clear for yourself. So I think that's really helpful, Ron. So on last Saturday, Ron, you talked in depth really beautifully and helpfully about the psychic billboard clearing, which is wonderful. And a listener put on the fast chat tonight I'm not sure what she means by that one, but I know the psychic billboard is $20 for a month. And this listener says, experience peace, joy, peace, life force energy with the light beings. She said something else now. I can't find it about the... Well, anyway, I do feel that you talk so much about the psychic billboard, and I do feel that the more I do the psychic billboard, the more I understand and feel how powerful that is, and that could really help us stay in peace, because people aren't going to be judging, courting, and attacking us as much if we have our billboard in alignment, and if we really feel the energies that are on our billboard.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Because remember, everybody reads everybody psychically, okay? So everybody's psychic. It just depends on how you're using that, because they are relating to people's energy fields. So if you use the word psychic energies, it's just a mental energy. Maybe tapping into the etheric energies around you, you know, it gets to be kind of a bunch of words of mumble jumble, you know, your auric field, whatever, but it's they're checking out your energy pattern to see how you relate to it or how they relate to you. And so all of a sudden, like kind are going to attract each other. So you could all do an experience or experiment with that even. You know, somehow maybe if you were to, I don't know how... You know, without relating to money, I don't know what else to say. But, you know, if you went into a store and you had old clothing on and you're looking for some expensive clothing, they probably won't like you touching it because they're going to judge you that you don't have any money and you're just, you know, fooling around. And so at that point, they're seeing you, and the energy from the clothing is probably, it could change your energy field because you're now in a mindset of that clothing. Now, if you go and change your clothing and you put on, say, something that's very expensive and you go into the same store, they're going to read you as being successful and have lots of money, we'll say. And now they're willing to help you. And you could probably do it with something else also. I don't know what example to use. But they're going to be relating to you as to how you're perceiving yourself, and then from there, it's how they input stuff onto your billboard also. And that's why, in a sense, you know, when you watch the different, in fact, I was watching, an old movie, probably in the third, I don't think they had cars then. I'll just say in the 20s. They had cars, but I didn't see any cars. Marlene Dietrich. So we somehow got a DVD of it. And
one that we saw, there was four movies, and it depicted her as being, you know, let's say beautiful, and somehow getting into roles where she probably had no money, and she was trying to get money from people, rich people, and that's what the mindset was for her. But she was a poor person, we'll say, maybe underprivileged or something, but she had good looks, she could sing. Oh, the interesting thing, you know, this, watch the first one, and her hips and legs were very wide, okay? And I go, wow, how did she get in that row? She is kind of good looking, you know, base-wise, but her body is really large compared to the other actors, okay? And the other movies, looked like she dropped about maybe 100 pounds. I went, So anyway, that was quite interesting. I forgot the name of what it was, but it was two DVDs and a set from Netflix. But that was interesting. So I think they just swapped her out and bring in a different ones of her. But she did kind of have her relate differently in different movies. And even look different. One of them actually looked like she would look like Lucille Ball. I go, wow, is that Lucille Ball playing her role? A dead ringer. So, you know, who knows what they're doing in the basement, bringing people up. But anyway, that was her thing. And one of the movies, actually, you know, they showed the caste system where, you know, the people couldn't buy an apple. An apple was like 2 weeks of work or something. It was really strange. You know, and the rich people were buying apples, and the poor people couldn't afford an apple. Anyway, just really weird. But people see you that way, and that's why more than likely, you know, as you see groups of people, you know, the suit people who make lots of money wearing their nice suits are not really going to probably associate with somebody who doesn't have a suit on. So they all kind of rub elbows together. Everybody does this according to their own class structure. And that's what the aliens gave us. So it's difficult to break out of that class structure to move on to, you know, up the ladder. And I do have a clearing, which I don't talk about. It's a cultural enslavement clearing. And that one could possibly help. You also have a slavery clearing, too. So if you don't know about those two, those could help you if you're looking to move out of your caste system. And they both pull lifetime clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, so much. That's very interesting. I wonder if would it be possible to have a little sample of that clearing, the cultural enslavement, or is that too broad?
That'd
be great.
Yeah, let me think how I can do that for people. Let's see here. All that I can think of is, since you're probably all working, having a job, or maybe you had a job, and then you see people above you getting more pay, okay? And so to them, you're a slave, and you know, when you look at them, you're... they're your boss, so right away you got the enslavement part going on, and plus, you know, you know the culture is different. So here we go. So I'll do the one for cultural enslavement. So you can look at your boss making more money. Maybe they do wear the suit, and maybe they're on the telephone, and you're out there getting your hands dirty and greasy, doing all the work, and they're getting a percentage from the work that you do. And they may know less than you do. So here we go, which probably is most of the case, right? They rub the elbows with, you know, somebody and got the job, right? And you didn't do that. Didn't have the right suit on. So anyway, here we go. Clear that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that was the cultural enslavement. And now let's do one for just being a slave. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So just see how that affects you. And you may look at your boss now with a different set of eyes, we'll say, knowing that maybe it's time for you to get a different job because they enslaved you in the job for you to make them money, maybe. And you can maybe go somewhere else with your talents to move up the ladder now. You know, that's just, I'm not saying that's an instant thing, but it could possibly be that way. You may have a better way of looking and viewing your situation and circumstances. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And you use the word caste, and I understand that, but I also think it, in this country there is a class thing going on. I used to know people, and they asked me, their mother, who was getting older, liked me, would I take her and her caregiver out to dinner and to a movie, and they would pay me. And I said yes, and it was a delightful thing to do. We all had fun. So I got to know the caregiver, and I forget what she said, how they treated her like a second-class citizen. And I said, I know, that's how they are. They're the same way with me. And she was shocked. She said, oh, I thought she happened to be African-American. And she said, oh, I thought they were a little racist, prejudiced against me. I said, nope, nothing to do with it. It's that we're the workers. So she said, her eyes got big. They treat you like that too? I said, yes, they do. So even though, you know, they entrusted me to drive their car and take their mother out, you know, they always let me know, you know, I work for them. And so people must be going through that all the time, depending on what kind of job you have. So I think that's really helpful, Ron. And I wanted to just go back to the psychic billboard. No, I found what the person said. Oh, while you are writing your psychic billboard, this listener suggests have the light being on up on the screen so that you're really at peace, and use the harmonic frequencies clearing and do the Be Here Now so you're sure you're in the moment while you're formulating your psychic billboard.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add one other story. A friend of mine needs to buy a new car, and she doesn't know what she wants to get. And I said, well, just go do a bunch of test drives. So I could never do that. I could never go in those, you know, unless I'm sure I'm going to buy it, and I can't do it. And I said, you know, I knew somebody in where I used to live. He would do that, like, all the time, every weekend. He'd just go into car dealerships and drive different cars for fun. And he went in, and they treated him like royalty. So he has something very different on his billboard, rather, than this woman does. So if she went in there, they might treat her like, oh, no, we don't really want you taking a lot of test drives. We don't believe you or trust that you're going to really buy something. Whereas this guy who doesn't care, he must have on his billboard, you know, I might buy 10 cars. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe it's I love coffee and donuts or something, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel, I just wanted to, wow, those clearings were just wonderful, Ron, but I feel that the psychic billboard is a tool, one of your many, you know, to help us stay in peace. Oh, someone said they judge you by the car you drive. Yes, that happens. Okay. We have a couple of different questions here. And, oh, someone's asking, I don't know if you want to get off into clones again, Ron, but how can I tell the difference between humans and clones?
Oh, okay. Well, the clone on your back will have a little ring, and you pull the ring out like Chatty Cathy in the old days. Then you let it go, and they start talking. That'll be in the future, your own clone. Basically, a clone, let's see here. The clone won't have much of a memory, and they'll probably be smiling all the time. And you're going to be talking to them, and they'll still smile. And all they're doing is collecting data. They're like a big sponge. And they want to get all the information. And they may ask you ridiculous questions, which they really don't really, doesn't amount to anything. Like, how are you today? What have you been doing? Where are you going next? Are you having a nice day? I mean, You know, it doesn't really matter. And they ask everybody that sometimes because that's the program. So you want to look for programmed responses and also what they're telling people or doing. Like you're in the checkout line, just kind of watch one. They may have been taught how to give change. So I haven't had a change problem recently. When they first came out in 2013, after they got abducted, you know, the 2012 Dark Side abduction, in December there, the clones could not give change. I mean, so I don't know if anybody's had that experience recently. I have not. But a lot of them are more animated, and they don't have, they don't really care about what you're talking about. Where a human will be like, you know, emotionally attached, where a clone, it won't make any difference. So, you know, you could probably, never mind, that's too negative. I won't get into that. What I was going to say is, and, you know, you're not going to do this, but, you know, if you went into a store and you said, hey, a dog outside got run over, it's, you know, a little dog, and you could watch the people and just see how many of them would actually respond. You know, oh, where's the dog, or, you know, what kind was it? And most people probably wouldn't even ask you. They go, okay, you know, c'est la vie, you know. Life goes on, and I'll continue on with my program because, you know, it's not really in there to have, you know, empathy for that. And so the new clones are probably going to be more, or at least, you know, they're going to think that they're in the moment, that they're in source energy. This is one of the big traps that I see happening now, that the dark side will be doing, because they're going to say, oh, I'm in the moment. I don't, I'm always in peace. Well, that's because there's no program running in them. And so that's what's going to probably come out, I imagine, within maybe the next year, is they'll be all in peace because their programs can be turned off and on, and they won't be able to think much. Plus, you can tell there's no more mind energy around. If you notice, it's very, very still out there. And, you know, that mind chatter that used to be between humans on a psychic level that you could probably pick up, all those radio stations, there's no more radio stations hardly that people communicate on. Unless they start dropping in the alien stuff and start, you know, bombarding us with that stuff. But mainly the clones are on their own timeline, and you're the outcast being a human. And that disturbs me a lot. You don't know what the clones are going to do next and what programs are going to come into clones. We've all seen the movies, you know, of the zombies chasing humans, you know. So there's a lot of those movies out. So anyway, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was going to ask you exactly that the clones could trick us by appearing to be at peace. But the good news about them is you can also say anything to them, and you don't really bother them. So if a clone is bothering you and asking a lot of questions, and I run into that because I have two neighbors that are definitely clones, and that's all they want to do is ask questions. And it's just stupid to get involved and answer their questions. And you can say things, I find, that in the past I would have said were very, very rude, and just kind of keep walking.
Yeah, they don't get it. There's no...
They don't remember. Yeah.
Nope. They don't remember. It's just another word or a phrase in their library. Mm-hmm. And it won't bother them because they're just collecting data.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Someone is asking, can looping thoughts and behavior be a robotic program that we need to clear?
Yes, that is correct. That's what the mind loop is. So if you have something that, you know, you keep beating yourself up with, you know, then you want to get rid of that. That'd be the mind loop. Let's just say that you got into, say, a car accident, and you got a little scar on your face from it because you hit something with your face. And maybe because your seatbelt wasn't tight enough or whatever it was, you think it's your fault. So whenever you look in the mirror, you bring up that car accident that happened 20 years ago, and now you're beating yourself up because the seatbelt wasn't tight enough or something like that. And you get angry with yourself. Maybe you feel sad. So whenever you look at yourself in the mirror, maybe every morning to do your makeup or shave or whatever you're doing, to see if it's you looking back at you, you know, you get upset, and that's you want to get rid of that because that's you know, also using other timelines along with beating yourself up here. So if you have something like that that keeps reoccurring, then that would be a mind loop. It could also be an addiction of some sort too, you know. You drive by the ice cream store and you got to go, oh, I got to get an ice cream. Well, that's not like a mind loop. That's a program. And I mean, I even want the ice cream, but it could even be an entity in you wanting the ice cream. But whatever it is, it's all working through your mind. So get rid of the mind program. Maybe the entity will leave because it's not going to speak to you any longer. They'll find somebody else to have the ice cream through and use their body and not yours. So, yeah, if you are having things happening, reoccurring repetitive thoughts that seem to be negative or even positive, it's all the same thing. You probably want to get rid of it because it's doing something to you that you don't like. So that's the mind loop one clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Great. Could you do a sample run of a mind loop if we can think of something that we find ourselves being repetitive about?
Yeah, I could do that. We'll do one that's very obvious, okay? You sit down to have a meal, and maybe you have to have your silverware in a certain location. That could be one thing. Maybe you go out to eat and you order a plate of food, and maybe the whatever you're eating is in the center, and maybe there's a salad on the right, and it got handed to you wrong, so you got to put it on the left side or something like that. You know. Maybe you have to maybe eat peas and carrots before you eat something else. So these are all programs that you have running for some reason. That could even be a mind loop. So here we go, releasing that energy. So think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, that one's released. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, here's a great question. Is the timeline crash the same clearing as a satellite timeline crash?
No, it's not.
Okay. Nope. The satellite timeline crash, for people so they know, is free on Ron's website, and the timeline crashes are $20. So
yeah,
how are they different?
Yeah, that one's for satellites only.
Right.
That's the aliens off of you, okay? So all the free clearings are alien-based. Extraterrestrials interfering with your life. The timeline crash is where you select a situation that you're dealing with, okay, where you're being abducted onto multiple timelines, hundreds if not thousands of them, and you're having that situation happening over and over and over again. So that's what you use the timeline crash for. So, you know, if you have a problem with your physical body, an ache or pain, well, you're out on timelines of aches and pains. And those aches and pains there are copy and pasted here into your reality. You want to get rid of them so you can get healed. And that also works with other physical problems, too. So, you know, maybe you woke up one day with, you know, maybe a little spot or spots on your arm or something. You go, where'd these come from? You know, like 8 spots or whatever. You know, little brown spots or white spots or something. You know, who knows? Black spots. And now suddenly you go, wow, how did I get those? Well, that's not on a timeline. You know, do you remember it happening to you? You know, you're going to say, no, I just got these things, you know. Well, you probably, maybe you went to a tattoo house or something, you know, and you got some tattoos put on you. And you didn't want them here, but you got them now.
And so due timeline crashes, they get off of those timelines, so they'll disappear. So, you know, maybe you went out somewhere and you lost a button on your clothes. And you go, well, I don't know, you know, it worked yesterday, and now it's not there. I can't snap it. It doesn't want a button or whatever. It's out there on some timeline. Maybe you lost your keys or watch, you know, or, you know, your... You know, that's the indication. People think that timelines, at least maybe the newer people, like, oh, I don't know about this stuff, about timelines. I hear about it, but it doesn't happen to me. You know, well, you ever lose your keys? Hello? How about dreams? Hello? What about losing your car in a parking lot? You think you parked at one place and it's not there? And then you get to remember, oh, it's over here now. Well, that's the timeline that you're on. So you're actually being switched on timelines to find your car. And so eventually stuff normally returns to you. Not always, but it can. So ever reach into one of your coat pockets that you wore a coat a long time ago and maybe you pull out $20, you go, how'd that get in there? Well, maybe you had the extra money on a timeline wearing your same coat. And you never had the $20 when you wore it last time. Maybe you went to a movie theater. Now, you know, the coat was just on you, you know? And all the money was in your wallet or purse. But somewhere else on that timeline, you wore that coat, maybe in your dream state someplace, or in the reality that we have here, when you're not here, you're somewhere else. And maybe you didn't have your wallet with you, and you put the $20 in your coat pocket to buy something, forgetting that you had it in there, and now all of a sudden it's back here, and you got $20 in your coat. Well, now people are thinking, gee, Ron, you should be saying $100 or more, you know. Well, that could be true, too. So, yeah, I want to get $100 tomorrow morning when I wake up. I'll bring that money back. Yeah. So, and also people wake up and they go, gee, the old days, and it probably happens now, but I had a lot of people coming to me and say, Ron, I got these three dots on me, on my arm. And I go, well, does it look like a pyramid? They go, well, yeah. And they're like little temples, perfectly precision dots, you know, exactly the same distance apart, look like a little pyramid. Except the head on it, like a pimple, would be raised up in the center, right? Well, these are concave. And I go, yep, they got you with one of those probes, you know. Or when I was in Laughlin, Nevada, one of the expos that I went to back in 2006, a lot of people are having precision razor blade cuts on their necks and arms about an inch in length. And they all thought that was wonderful. Remember, this is a UFO conference that I went to, and so the UFOs, the aliens are outside abducting all these people because they wanted to see aliens and hear about aliens. And it's a perfect venue, you know? So they went there to have that experience, and naturally, maybe they're praying to the aliens to be... up on one of their ships, and, you know, they got them. And that was interesting. I probably had maybe 15 people come up to me and talk to me about that. So, anyway, a long, long time ago. But, yeah, things do happen. And or maybe you get a rash or your skin changes color or something. It'll normally go away maybe within a week. But weird things happen, and you have no way to explain it. So, you know, somehow they tend to monitor most of that stuff. So, it'd be strange if you got some strange alien money in your pocket or something that you didn't know how to read. You know, you go, wow, what's this thing, you know? That'd be pretty scary. So, back to you.
Yes, it would. They're probably careful with their money, don't you think, Ron? I don't let that go. Okay, we have, well, first of all, very little time. Can we go a little longer tonight or no, right?
Not tonight, no. I think the only show will be Mondays, maybe. But tonight,
okay.
I think we probably go a couple minutes more here.
Okay. I just wanted, we have two very similar questions, and I want to check one thing. Over the holidays, you said it would be a good idea for us to run the Clone to Light and Alien to Light clearings, which you gave us for free. If anyone listening doesn't have those, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the links. My question is, Ron, is it a good idea? It sounds like from everything you've said tonight about clones and stuff, we should keep running those for ourselves.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah, mainly it's for other people. That, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you see somebody weird that you know and they don't respond to you. Maybe they were gone for 2 months. Maybe you try to call them and, you know, the phones kept ringing or whatever. You went on the answering machine and, you know, nobody came back to you or something. Or you know, you'd normally find somebody at the grocery store that you knew on a certain day and they weren't there. And so now they show up and they look a little different to you. So that's what it's for.
Right. Yeah, you did say, though, it would be a good idea for us to run it, like people that are doing healings, to kind of, as a little layer of protection in case they tried to take us.
That's true, yeah. So if you have been taken, and then you might want to just run the clearing once a week, you know.
Okay.
So you wake up someday and you feel a little goofy, you know, like, where am I? You know, I just landed here. Then, you know, may not be you, you know.
Okay.
So it's always good to do that, yeah. That'll put you into the now. And make sure that you're here by doing those clearings. Or maybe your dog's looking kind of funny one day, you know?
Right.
And you go, uh-oh, my dog's got it. You know, so we have a clearing for that, too. That's a human and animal clearing, I think is what we call it. So, you know, if you do have a weird situation with your dog or, you know, cat or something, you know, and it's not acting like it normally does, doesn't know what its name is or something, you know that it's not the real dog that you had before, so.
Right. Okay.
Okay, but we should probably end our program here.
We should, yes. Thank you so much, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop, and today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is our clone replica call, which you get on, and we take away the replicas of you that's causing a situation. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. That's at 5:30 Pacific, and it's $20. So here we go. Mind a heart drop, expanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, dropping into your heart, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, do that as much as you can, you know, 5-6 times a day, at least 3, and you're going to feel much better. So, blessings, see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.